Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
And for Damon today, Kevin Michael, Whitey Gleason. So happy to be with you, Ray Ratto. So, Ray, happy New Year. Happy almost, or merry almost, Orthodox Christmas. The rain has stopped. How about that?
It's coming back.
At least where we are. The rain has stopped.
It's coming back. Calm down.
Well, yeah, but it's a nice respite, nice little break. Let me share with you.
We're inside. What difference does it make to us?
We have to go places today. We have to. Are you going to stay here forever, or are you going to maybe drive home today?
Yeah, but I'll worry about that at 5:54. Right now, what it's doing outside is of no concern to me at all.
Well, I think there's a good chance that the fact that it stopped raining now and I actually see something resembling blue sky would indicate we may not have to drive home in the rain. And I'm choosing to look at the bright side of that. I'll share this with you.
Once again, you've wasted that energy on me.
This is a great way to start the show before we get into the Warriors. We have Steve Kerr today.
You want it open with
5
the weather.
5 o'clock. No, here's what I want to open with. This was one of the first jokes I ever shared with anyone. I shared this with Kyle Madsen on Twitter, and he may have mentioned it on their show. This is from a Good and Plenty box, right? When I was a kid, when it's raining cats and dogs, don't step in a poodle. And with that, we are underway. How are you?
I'm doing much worse than I was a second ago.
People need, something uplifting here.
No, they would need a weather report and a terrible joke from 55 years ago.
Well, for a Good and Plenty box, that's not a bad joke.
I don't think they make Good and Plenty anymore.
I don't think they do. I don't think they do.
So in other words, you've basically given us a dated reference.
Yeah.
And a meteorological report based on the fact that we're inside.
Just a little, ha-ha, how about that? Hey, we're underway here before we have to talk about the Warriors and the loss last night. Here's the thing, Ray. I know that the Warriors are probably as good as any team I've ever seen at putting a happy face on a loss. And part of that is because they've proven that, you know what, it's okay. Last year, how many terrible losses did they have in the second half of the season? And what they say, you know what, we'll be all right. And they won a freaking championship. So I get it. That said, and Steve Kerr, who joins us again at 5 today, last night he said, you know what, we're playing really well, gritting it out here without a lot of our guys on this homestand. But they lost last night to Detroit. They've lost twice this year to the Detroit Pistons, the team with the worst record in basketball. And I'm having a hard time putting a happy face on that.
Well, all that means is they lose the tiebreaker in the finals.
Really? That's all you got on losing
Pistons? It's very simple. When they don't defend, they don't win.
Great point.
I mean, it's as simple as that. When they give up 120, that's a loser. When they give up 110, they win. I mean, I mentioned this yesterday when you weren't here, mercifully for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's no more complicated than that. All the other gyrations about who took what shot or who dribbled what off what foot, you know, No, if you don't defend, you don't win. That's been the Warriors' MO since 2014-15.
Xfinity Mobile text line 888-957-9570. Let's see here. You sure it wasn't Laffy Taffy? And Ray, someone says, as a 34-year-old, I'm surprised you two don't know that Good and Plenty is still sold at quality markets near you. So thank you for the updates on the Good and Plenty. There you go. The Warriors.
I think he's got a box that's 34 years old.
Steph Curry is coming back. That's good news. Maybe as soon as a week from Friday. Wiggins is coming back. Maybe as soon as Saturday against Orlando. Here's my thing, Ray. And I know that Steiny and Goo went back and forth on this, and I understand Steiny's point. Steiny says people are making too much of Jordan Poole's late game turnovers. And I know that they don't win the games they won this week without Jordan Poole. They don't play as well as they played on this homestand without Jordan Poole. That's three games in a row where Jordan Poole made a ghastly, unforced turnover at the end of the game with the game up for grabs. And I know it's easy to say, well, you know, he's young and boy, we can't win without him. But I just can't believe that those are not avoidable at some point when you do it three games in a row.
Why are you getting excised?
Because it's
that's not something he does well yet, and he may never do it well.
Okay,
he was drafted as a shooter, he's been a shooter. That's the skill set.
Then maybe with the game on the line, then, all right, I'm not going to do what I did in the last two games that ended up, we ended up losing the ball. We won anyway. It's just, we'll talk to Steve Kerr about it today, and I know he's going to say, you know what, Jordan Poole's playing great, and he's scoring a lot of points, and I get that, but it's just, it's really frustrating to watch as a fan.
Well, see, I'm not a fan, so that may be our
I'm a fan of the sport, at least. Aren't you a fan
of the
sport?
I'm not offended by a guy who dribbles the ball off his leg late in a game. It happens all the time.
It happens with him all the time.
What I'm trying to say is he's not that guy. He's not the problem solver. He's the guy who's going to take the shot whenever he sees it. When he's hitting it, he'll be frighteningly good to watch. But there are times when his shot's not going down and you're expecting him to do other stuff. And sometimes he won't do that because he is by no means a complete player. And I don't know that anybody should have expected him to be one at this stage.
He made big shots last night, to your point.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he can do consistently.
I guess for me, I cannot do what so many people are doing, which is, well, he made those big time shots. Therefore, you have to live with those bad turnovers. Because
he should
be able to make those shots and not commit three ghastly unforced turnovers at the end of three consecutive games.
That suggestion is just an oxymoron. You can actually make shots and not turn the ball over. I've seen it happen. He's not a great decision maker yet. And I think you see that in these turnovers, which is, it seems like he's trying to decide as he's going down the floor, what do I do? And when you have to think about it, you're not going to do it well. I mean, I don't think he is... I don't want to say instinctive, that's the wrong word, but I don't think he is a natural part of a greater whole. I think he is still the guy who defines himself based on, when I take the shot, did it go in or not? I don't think he's selfish, but I don't think his worldview of the game is complete yet.
Here's Clay on trusting Jordan Poole and the conversation they had after that turnover last night.
Well, I told him in the locker room, there's a reason I hit the ball towards the end of regulation is because he's like that. He's a clutch player. He's a shot creator, and we would not have been on this win streak without him. So I know that we all go through those lapses early in our career. I mean, I remember missing two free throws against the Nuggets when I'm my second year and just leaving the arena in my uniform. So it's like, we all got to go through it. Steph went through it, and Jordan, we're going to continue to trust him with the ball in his hands because he's like an engine that makes us go.
I get all that, and I understand that he made some big shots last night, as I said, on the text line here. I get this. Great point from the 415. Detroit played great last night. Bogdanovich didn't miss. Ivy was too much. They won with a prayer at the end. Tip my cap. I get that, too. It's just that even though they've won, every game but one on this homestand, when you're in the hole that the Warriors were digging out of, that's a frustrating loss. Like I said, they've been through it. They know that we'll be all right. But you see them climbing out of this hole. And then last night, Klay makes the big three on the great out of the timeout play. And then they gack that game and lose it to the team with the worst record in basketball. And they just don't have that much wiggle room right now, Ray.
They don't have any wiggle room.
Right.
That's the point. It's not the last play. It's the fact that they gave up 122. And yeah, the Pistons don't play much defense, and they like to go up and down, and they like to play at a fast pace. But you have to be able to defend better than that.
Yep.
Even if you don't have Wiggins, even if Curry's not on the floor.
They do have talent. The Pistons have talent. If they win that Wembanyama sweepstakes, by the way, that could be a scary team. But as of right now, they don't even have that. Cade Cunningham's not even playing. You can't lose twice to the team with the worst record in the league.
Yes, you can. They just did it.
You shouldn't. When I say
no, it's
you
a
can't,
bad idea.
What I mean is you really should avoid that.
Yeah, it's a bad idea by and large. But the Warriors are very much defined by how they defend as a team. It's, you know, picking apart Jordan Poole, while it might be amusing, isn't the real reason why that game got away. They didn't defend early. They gave up a quick 34 in the first quarter. That's a team that you should be up by 8 at the end of the quarter and then be able to dictate terms. They were never able to do that. And that's because the first quarter, they let Detroit do what they wanted offensively. They were, 12 for 18 in the first quarter?
Detroit's very athletic. And their front court, the length in their front court causes some matchup problems. But are
they're
you saying
not that,
that
athletic?
You're saying that they're pretty athletic. Are you saying that Jordan Poole, I should forgive the turnovers because of what he gives me at the defensive end?
No.
Is that what
he doesn't? He's not a good enough defender as well.
Right.
But
okay.
Again, this is not Jordan Poole's loss.
No, I understand
this
that.
Is their loss, like so many of the others, because they don't get stops at the other end. I mean, again, we like to amuse ourselves thinking that basketball is defined by what you do when you have the ball. But the Warriors have proved over 9 years now, or 8 years, that it's not that.
Yeah.
It's what you do when they've got the ball.
They took care of the ball last night, too, for the most part, the Warriors did. 14 turnovers, you could certainly live with that, and still they couldn't come away with it.
And yet they forced only 8.
Mm-hmm.
That's another sign that, you know, they're not being... I don't want to say aggressive enough because that's not the right word, but
well, I think
they're not being dynamic enough at that end, or they weren't last night. And they are sometimes because in most of this homestand, they've kept teams easily under 110, except for Atlanta.
Pressure on the basketball, it's kind of like a pass rush in football. And when you don't have your best defensive players and the other team that you're trying to guard is more athletic, it's harder to get that kind of pressure on them. There were 3 games in this homestand in which the Warriors won in part because they had big-time steals at the end. Kuminga on P.J. Washington in the Charlotte game just taking the ball from him. We also had DiVincenzo taking the ball from Dame Lillard, and it was just harder for them to get that kind of pressure on the basketball last night. All right, we'll have more on all that when Steve Kerr joins us at 5 o'clock. Coming up next, Joe Lacob shedding some light on the Bob Myers situation and the Warriors' future. That's up next. We're sponsored by CalHope.org. This is Damon and Ratto. Whitey in for Damon today. 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
Whitey Gleason in for Damon today. We have a little bit of blue sky in downtown San Francisco, and we have, it looks like, a light at the end of the Warrior injury tunnel. Looks like Steph Curry could be back, of course, with the shoulder. There's a lot of uncertainty in terms of how stable it is. He could be back a week from Friday, a week from tomorrow, which, by the way, Ray, that would be the game played in the Alamo Dome. And they're actually going to try to break the all-time record for attendance in that game. It's a huge deal where the Spurs are celebrating 50 years of existence. It'll be great for Steve Kerr to be back there. We'll talk to him about that and other things at 5 today. But Steph Curry back for that game would help them, certainly, to break the all-time attendance record a week from tomorrow in the Alamo Dome, which, as you know, is a rather large facility.
Yeah, they're hoping to, I think top capacity there is 70K.
Wow.
I just know that about 55,000 of them will have bad sight lines, and the other 15,000 will have to watch a really bad Spurs team. They're not good this year.
I think the record, pardon me for not knowing this, I think the record currently is around 62, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think
for an NBA game.
Yeah, I think in Detroit.
Silverdome?
Yeah.
Detroit. Pfft, you bring it back to Detroit. The Detroit Pistons.
You're way over emoting here. The Warriors are 20-19. They've lost to some bad teams.
They've lost to the worst team in the league twice.
Yes. Well, then I think Kerr should be fired. Let's just do that.
I don't think that at all.
Well, then you want to explain why they can't beat the worst team in basketball?
No, but I'll say
why
this.
Why they lost to Orlando? Why they've lost to Charlotte?
Well, they beat Charlotte, though. This was supposed to be the homestand of revenge. So they beat Charlotte.
Who said it was the homestand?
Oh, well, clearly you can see it. You don't need someone to come to your house and tell you that, right? You can see that. They got Charlotte back. They're going to get Orlando back. And this was a chance to get the Pistons back.
Yeah,
and
this is how you define greatness.
Ah, what was that? Do you know how many times last night I told my wife, the Pistons are terrible. And then every time they'd have an 8-point lead and she'd look at me like, what? What did you say? I said, the worst record in the league.
I'm just telling you this. You didn't tell your wife that at any point, and she did not respond at any point, because she wasn't in the same room you were when you were watching the game.
Actually, we were watching, and she did make a point of questioning the veracity of my basketball statements. Well, I thought you said they weren't very good.
I'm going to question her sanity, because why would she do that? Why would she watch that game with you?
Because she's a big Warrior fan. First quarter, I kid you not, nobody cares, I know.
No.
First quarter, just to prove your point.
You started this.
You dragged
your wife into this story.
First quarter was like 6-4, and she goes, I get so nervous watching these games. And I said, it just started. I mean, maybe in the fourth quarter, maybe, but it just starts. She goes, yeah, I don't know why. So anyway, that's why she was anxious, or the fact that Detroit played as well as they did. Anyway.
When you get home tonight, will you tell her how ashamed I am of her?
No. I don't think I will. She may be listening.
Can I have her cell number?
No, definitely not. But I will give you this. I will give you the all-time NBA attendance record from Mark Grandy.
It is actually the Chicago Bulls versus Atlanta Hawks game in 1998 in Atlanta. 62,000 at the Georgia Dome.
Oh, yes.
The one in Detroit at the Silver Dome is just a couple hundred, in fact, behind. Just under 62,000.
Gotcha. So, yeah, Mark Grandy.
Those were papered houses.
Would you say that Ray's kind of struggling with some of his factoids today? Like earlier, we talked about the song Rock and Roll Heaven, and he said, well, it's not the Righteous Brothers. And I tried to tell him it was, and now he's got the wrong attendance record.
Yeah, so. I would say that.
Yeah.
Also, okay. a quick note, that's only for regular season games. If you remember the 2010 All-Star Game in Dallas at Jerry World, over 100,000 fans saw the NBA All-Star Game played. Okay.
No, about 15,000 saw it. 100,000 were in the building. I don't get why teams do this. I mean, I know why. It's just because they could get people to spend $80 on a ticket where they don't get to see anything.
You mean you don't know? Seriously, you mean you don't know why they play in the big, huge?
No, well, no, but it's because there's money to be made. But as a viewing experience, well, let me put it this way. I don't know why anybody would buy a ticket that wasn't within the first 15 rows at a place like that. Because there's no ambiance. The noise goes all the way up to the ceiling, so you're not really hearing anything. You know, it's a bunch of, you know, squeaky sneakers and dribble sounds.
Matt Steinmetz was in Dallas. He just texted me to tell me that. So, well, he was there.
Matt's lonely.
He loves basketball.
No, and
you should try it sometime.
And he's lonely. I mean, look at him. He's a disaster.
You mentioned
he couldn't date himself.
He's married, happily married with children, and he's doing very well.
Well, we don't know how happy he is.
He's about as happy as he could be. I could tell.
Oh, so in other words, he's crippled with misery.
He's pretty happy these days. Yeah, you made a joke about, oh, they should fire Steve Kerr. No, they shouldn't fire Steve Kerr. Not only should they not fire Steve Kerr, of course, they should offer their general manager, Bob Myers, some kind of extension. His contract expires, as you probably have heard, in June. How about this? Last night, as difficult as that loss was, Anthony Lamb had 17 points, 6-9 shooting. Ty Jerome was 7-for-11 from the floor, 18 points. How about giving, obviously they deserve most of the credit, but giving your GM a little bit of credit for finding those two-way gems. And yet, Ray, your GM is without a contract right now.
You're going to hang your hat on Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome.
If I were Bob Myers, I might not hang my hat on it, but I might say,
I don't know that I'd mention them. I don't know that I'd mention.
They're playing great for a team that has championship aspirations. Two-way guys.
They have spent most of the year struggling to find a second unit worthy of the name. So this has not been a triumphant year for Bob Myers. That said, he should have a new contract by now, and he should be the highest paid general manager in the sport, and he maybe should even have a piece of equity of the team. Because he has helped bring in the guys who helped put four rings on Joe Lacob's finger and a new building on the waterfront.
And the cherry on top of all that, I agree, the cherry on top of that delicious, impressive Sunday, Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome. Anyway, Joe Lacob.
Yeah, if you're not going to take this at all seriously.
No, both those guys.
They had good games last night, but for the most part, people have been grousing about them.
Wrong. They've played great.
Wrong.
On
okay.
This, on this homestand, both of them have played great. They both at times have really been asked to do way more than you'd ever thought they'd be asked to do. And for the most part, they've delivered. But the larger point is this, as you probably have heard by now, Joe Lacob talked to Tim Kawakami today, the TK show, right? Tim Kawakami from The Athletic. Joe Lacob addressed this issue of Bob Myers, where his contract negotiations are, and whether or not he's been offered a contract.
All I will say is that it is not accurate that he has somehow not been offered anything. There have been two offers at this point. I'm trying. Have you ever known me not to be aggressive?
No.
So that is crazy to sit here and say, and I'm sorry, I have to say that I'm not trying to violate any negotiation. I hope Bob doesn't get upset or his agent. But I just want to clarify that. It's not fair to put me and us in a situation by someone put something out there that, and I don't know who, that he hasn't been offered anything. That's just not true. So he's got to make a decision, you know, what he wants to do with his life. What's the appropriate compensation? He feels it's fair. We feel it's fair. And it's really just a negotiation. To be honest with you, I fully expect Bob will be back. And he's a great negotiator.
Mm-hmm. There you
what
go.
Do you want him to do? He's supposed to do this. Yep. So, you know, I we love Bob. We want him back.
The last part is the most good. Bob Myers used to be an agent. He's a negotiator. And I think he's going into that room going, I should be the highest paid general manager in the sport, period. Now we'll talk about by how much. And I think you've seen Billy Beane get equity in the A's. You've seen other general managers get a little piece of that action. I don't think Bob Myers would be out of line asking for that. And I think...
That's speculation on your... That,
yeah.
Yeah, but it makes sense.
Saying,
yeah,
he, but there's no question he should be the highest paid general manager. And if Joe Lacob doesn't understand that part, then he's much more foolish than I think he is. I think they're arguing about how much more than the second highest paid general manager, who I believe right now is Masai Ujiri. But I also think Masai Ujiri has a piece of the action in Toronto. So I think that's a reasonable place, I think, for Bob Myers to go with this.
I will say this. Joe Lacob talked about the report out there that we haven't offered him anything. I haven't seen any such report. Maybe you have, Ray. I know the initial report from Woj was just very factual. I don't know where he got it from. But he just said Bob Myers' contract expires. He doesn't have a new contract for next year. I never heard any report that he hadn't been offered anything. So I thought it was interesting that Joe Lacob, and maybe somebody said something that I missed, but for Joe Lacob to say that report that we haven't offered him anything, that's untrue. I never heard such report. Did you?
I didn't.
Okay.
But again,
nitpicking, I know, but I think it's important to clarify.
It must have happened enough times that it irritated Lacob, because Lacob brought that up himself. That said, why he would react to that, you know, I think that one's beneath him. But he does have a bit of a thin skin when it comes to him. So, you know, he had to clap back. And
to me, it speaks to the fact that a lot of Warrior fans recognize how great this whole thing has been. And when they see, they perceive that, wow, maybe this guy who has had a lot to do with the success, he may be leaving. Well, that's not right. I mean, he should be here. He belongs here. So I think maybe that, I think maybe public sentiment here is leaning towards Bob Myers in this. By the way, there's a poll up on Twitter right now. I think Stanny and Goose started this, and they started this about an hour ago. Should the Warriors get a deal done with Myers now, or can it wait? Let's see. Get it done, to my point. 77% responding to our 95.7 The Game poll. 77% say get it done. 23% say it can wait. So that may be part of the motivation for Joe Lacob to say, hold on, hold on, we did offer him something, because I think he's feeling like a lot of fans are wondering, how can this be? Bob Myers is great. How could you risk letting him go?
Well, I mean, that's a pretty compelling question. I mean, I think this should have been done by now. You know, this should have been like a 10-minute negotiation. What do you want, Bob? Okay, how about if I give you a dollar over that? That should have been the end. I mean, it's, you know, yes, his son, Kirk, is, you know, the general manager in waiting. We all get that. But you're talking about a general manager who's not only provided four rings, but provided the most recent ring that can be had.
Yep. And see, people don't like that because they see the way you just laid it out there. Who knows? But they see this guy's been tremendous. They haven't given him a new contract. And who would replace him? Oh, the owner's son. So rightly or wrongly, well, people look at that and they feel like that's not fair.
Well, the fair's got nothing to do with it.
It does if you're a fan, but you're right. Well, but, I mean, when it comes down to it,
why would we? Why would we want to know what the fans think?
Well, because I think it actually has a role in this. I think that's one of the reasons Joe Lacob is responding to this, because he's feeling like, wow, some of our fans are wondering what's going on. I should address this.
Well, I don't know if it's that as much as it is, oh my God, there are now, there's a question about whether I'm going to keep Bob Myers or not, which means other teams are starting to float around, you know, sort of back channel offers, which means now there's more competition to get this deal done. More competition means a higher cost. I think that's more what it is. I don't think he has to worry about what the fans think. I don't think he does. I think this is a simple matter of, oh, now there's eight teams asking about him. You know, and they're not going to ask Lacob directly, because he says, well, you can't negotiate with him.
Right.
But they can go call his agent. And his agent is not sort of bound to the same gag order. And you say, well, he's not signed right now. You know, keep us in mind.
More from Joe Lacob with Tim Kawakami today, the TK Show, on what Bob Myers means, what he's meant to the organization.
He's done a phenomenal job. He's been executive of the year, and deservedly so. If you look back at over his 10-year career, you know, we don't tend not to talk about Bob, but Bob's done an incredible job. Bob, you know, the Andre Iguodala signing, I look back and say that was, actually, you guys will never understand how difficult that was. He had to clear a lot of space to do that. He did a phenomenal job. You know, Kevin Durant was really his idea and execution, and that brought us two championships. So look, Bob's great. Bob's done a great job, but we also do have a tremendous organization beneath him, great depth. I'd like to think more depth than almost any organization, with really good people, and he's supported very well. And so, look, I don't want him to go. I don't think he'll go anywhere. I expect him to be here, and it would hurt to lose him, certainly. But like you said, I mean, you know, we have to just go forward. So there are circumstances that do evolve sometimes, and I guess it's conceivable there's some chance that for some reason he or Steve wouldn't be here. I don't think it's likely, but it is possible. And so, you know, we'd have to figure out a way to go forward.
Here's what stands out to me about that, Ray. I was in for Steiny a couple weeks ago, and we had Bob Myers on doing his regular hit. And Guru asked him about next year, do you expect to be back next year? And Bob Myers just said, I can't worry about myself right now. I'm worried about the team. So that's all well and good. But it's interesting that that's the way that he decided to answer that. And Joe Lacob feels that the best way to approach this is to say, we expect him back. So obviously a lot of posturing and negotiating going on before our very ears.
The point is, if the Warriors are outbid for him, that's when the embarrassment hits. I mean, I think that's something that Joe Lacob has to understand. Someone out there who's not the Knicks, because they're dysfunctional and it's a career destroyer, someone is going to say, you know, Joe, I think you're underpaying your guy. I'm going to offer him 15. You want to keep him? That's what it'll cost. And that's, I think, the prime motivation for Lacob to speak up now, which is, this is going to get really pricey for me on a guy that I don't think I can afford to lose. So he's basically trying to frame it as, well, if we lose him, we'll be okay. I don't know if that's true.
Then why didn't, I'm not,
I mean, they got Andrew Wiggins. They got Andrew Wiggins because Kevin Durant was willing to do a sign and trade as almost a personal favor to Myers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, no other general manager's pulling that off.
If what you say is true, then how come this isn't a done deal already? How come Joe Lacob hasn't said, look, let's get this done?
I don't know that it's been that high a priority until Woj made it so. And I think to the extent that they have talked, Bob Myers has said, well, this is what it's going to take. And Joe Lacob would like it to be less, because that's what owners do. I mean, I think the only reason why he brought it up, other than the fact that Tim asked him, is that, yeah, he has felt a little blowback, and the blowback comes from his contemporaries in the league, which is, oh, Bob Myers might be available. Hey, let's cut us a check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he would like to get this done without, you know, having to take a second out on the fourth house. So I think when he says this is just negotiations, I think he's right. But Bob Myers gets to command a far greater price than anybody else, including Masai Ujiri. And because of that, I think he would like to try to stem that tide in as many ways as he can without actually sitting down with Myers and going, this is the figure, take it or leave it.
888-957-9570. It's Damon and Ratto, Whitey in for Damon today. That number, of course, the Xfinity Mobile text line. If you want to participate via text or via the phone, that's your number. Jay in Idaho joins us now, 95.7 The Game. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, look here. I want to say one thing. This is a world championship team. They beat the most elite in the league. And every time they play Detroit, they have a mental fart. And these teams right here, I mean, they're like 10-33 and 10-30. Man, you're supposed to get up for those games like you do Boston. Just like you do Kawhi Leonard, or, you know, Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
And I sat back, I relaxed, I said, oh, this is going to be a cakewalk. Then I checked the score, they had a damn dogfight. I'm like, This is a sorry, pitiful, deplorable Detroit Piston team. You should be beating by 30 and 40 points in the first half. And every time they have a mental breakdown. It is all mental.
Thanks, Jay. Good to hear from you. Appreciate your call from Idaho. First time they played, which was the day before Halloween, it was pretty clear that early on that road trip, the Warriors were just kind of not all there mentally. They'd won a championship. This, I think, was more, and I'm with you, it was very frustrating to watch, but this is more just the fact that they played so many games without their guys. I think it caught up to them a little bit last night. I don't think it was necessarily a matter of them going in there going, these guys suck.
No, I don't think it was that either, but I also think that they didn't defend like this mattered to them the way it should, at least early on. Detroit isn't good, but it is interesting to note that of their 19 losses, only four of them have come to teams with losing records. So it's not like this is a habitual thing for them. They, I don't know if they came out flat or what, but when you're not defending the way you should, that's the easiest thing to detect, is that, boy, they're not into this the way they ought to be. And they got into it later, but that's what happened with Atlanta the other night, too, is they let an easy game get away from them, and all of a sudden now it's a dogfight, and it has to go two overtimes, because Atlanta's pretty awful, too. And they're a playoff team, as hideous as that sounds. So it really is a matter of when they defend, they win. By the way, they don't, they don't.
Speaking of the overtime game, and obviously the Warriors had maybe some rubbery legs after the double overtime. I was reading Ray, I think tomorrow is the anniversary of this, happened way back when, 1951. This shows you how the game has changed. Of course, that's a long time ago. The Indianapolis Olympians played Rochester, and they beat them in six overtimes. Okay, six overtimes, longest game in NBA history. The next day, Indianapolis had to play again, and all five starters played 48 minutes. So six overtimes, they got to play a back-to-back. And the next day, all five starters who had played in six overtimes, they all played 48 minutes. How about that? No load management back then, baby.
Did they win or lose?
They lost barely. They lost by like seven to the
to who?
I'd have to double-check that.
Come on, you got to know this stuff. You lived through that.
I did not. It was a little before my time, Ray. Yeah.
Not that much before your time.
Actually, it was quite a bit before
you
my time.
You knew it was the Indianapolis Olympians right away.
Well, I looked it up. That's all. I looked it up. More on Joe Lacob, who talked to Tim Kawakami today about what's going on with the Warriors and Bob Myers and the payroll. We've got a lot to digest today from what Bob Myers had to say. Here's Joe Lacob.
No, from what Joe Lacob had to say.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry.
I'm here to help.
Here's what Joe Lacob had to say when asked about the payroll. Let's go back to the summer. This was Joe Lacob talking to Tim Kawakami. It's a flashback to the summer when he was asked about the payroll being around $400 million. Then we'll give you the answer he gave to basically the same question today.
Is there a number that you put up there for Bob? Or did you guys have a number like, we can't go over 420, you know, total commitment, or 450?
You're really good at reporting. I'm smarter reporters out there, but I'm going to tell you, your numbers are kind of messed up.
Okay.
I will just say that. You were throwing numbers out like 400 and 500.
The multiples go crazy.
Most numbers are not even remotely possible. It's just not.
Okay, so that was June, I think. What did you... July. Thank you, Mark Randy. So, $400 million payroll, Ray, Joe Lacob had said in July. Come on. Ludicrous. We couldn't do that. Here was his answer to the same question from Tim Kawakami today.
It's not possible without losing quite a bit of money at the bottom line. Let's put it that way.
Yep.
I did say that, and it is, from a business perspective, an almost insane thing to even consider. But I think we're going to have to wait and see, because the truth is winning matters. And I want to win another championship. We want to win another championship this year. And I'll probably say that at the end of this year.
I know you will.
But let's see how this season goes. Let's see every week, every month, every game, anything can happen. Look at 2019. Our two of our best players got serious injuries in consecutive games. God forbid that should ever happen again. My point is, things can change very quickly. I know you'd like to be able to plan these things out, but the past is not the present, and the present is not the future. They're all different. And right now, we're in the present, and we're trying to win. And I think we have a good shot at that. I think we're coming together. And, you know, the trade deadline is coming up. We'll see if there's a way we can improve our team. And, you know, if we could obviously improve our financial situation for going forward, we'd love to do that, but not at the sacrifice of being able to win. So we got to evaluate this in real time, but with a look towards the future as well. So I can't really answer the question right now, other than to say, you know, have you ever known me not to be aggressive? Mm-hmm. We are aggressive. We'll do whatever we can do if it makes sense. And we're in a winning, you know, real championship mode.
So how high could this payroll go? Also coming up, we'll address today's great news out of Cincinnati. Where does the NFL go from here? That's next year. It's Damon and Ratto. YDN for Damon. And we're presented by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
Wide in for Damon today, and I want to remind you that the 95.7 The Game merch store is live. How about Matthew and Susun City, Ray? He bought not one, not two, not three. He bought four items today. A DPOY sweatshirt, a relevant long sleeve t-shirt, an Oi 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 shirt, and most importantly, a Ray Turn On Your Mic shirt. And you can get yours now, 957thegameshop.com. Ray, how would you like to say thank you to Matthew and Susun City?
The hell's the matter with you? That's actual money you spent on that stuff. What are you thinking?
Well,
don't you have anybody in your life?
Well done.
God, it's appalling.
It's tremendous.
I mean, there's no such thing as enough disposable income to justify this. None. He should have his wallet confiscated by a parent, a guardian, a spouse.
Those are
a caretaker.
Those are all great shirts. Outstanding shirts.
It's money that he could have put to any number of causes.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that. I frankly, if I were him, if I knew him, I would shun him.
Speaking of money, we're going to be discussing here what Joe Lacob had to say to Tim Kawakami about the Warriors and their payroll. Also, we've got to get to the great news out of Cincinnati today and where the NFL goes from here. Steve Kerr today joining us at 5 o'clock. As far as Warriors go, Ray, Joe Lacob says, well, in July, he said $400 million payroll. Psh, you can't do that. You're crazy. Today, he basically said, did he not? That, well, you couldn't do that and make money. It'd be very difficult. But he didn't rule it out the way he did in July.
No, but again, he spent most of this interview hedging a bunch of rhetorical bets. Yes, we'd like to sign Bob Myers, but we haven't signed him yet. You know, yes, we'd hate to lose Bob Myers and Steve Kerr, but you never know what's going to happen. Yes, we'd look at like potentially losing money if we signed everybody that we want to sign, but we'll see what happens. I mean, he didn't really commit to anything. So I think it was just him answering questions as non-committally as he can.
Which is a smart thing to do, especially well, given yeah. that we don't know where this is going to go.
Well, that's exactly it. Just, you don't have to make a decision until you have to make a decision. I mean, all these decisions can wait for at least 6 months. I mean, at the bare minimum, 6 months. You know, Draymond Green doesn't have to, you know, opt in or opt out till the season's over. So, you know, these are all trains that pull into the station way in advance.
By the way, speaking to Draymond, a lot of people were unhappy with me. I was in doing the show the last Friday of the year with Kyle doing the morning show.
God.
We were talking about who has...
It just gets worse and worse for you, doesn't it?
We had a great time. We were talking about who has to be better, and I was saying the Warriors are so shorthanded now. Draymond has to be better. He's playing great, but he's got to be better. He can't afford to get teed up. He can't, you know, tap out of games when he gets mad, and he hasn't. Last night, he got thrown out, but Ray, I don't know what Draymond did. Now, he did get teed up for arguing with the official, but when he got the second technical part of the double tees, you know, I'm not Mr. Defend Draymond, but in that case, I don't know what he did, and I'm wondering, we'll talk to Steve Kerr about this, if maybe the Warriors, you know, go to the league about that and say, hey, can you review that? Because there's nothing that he did. Isaiah Stewart grabbed his jersey, and Draymond Green grabbed Isaiah Stewart's jersey. If grabbing someone's jersey is grounds for a technical, we're not going to be able to keep 10 guys on the court during these games. So I don't know in that case what Draymond should have done. That he did not deserve that technical.
Well, but in a situation like that, in a heated game at the end, they're not going to tee one guy and not the other. I mean, they're not going to go, you're the instigator, I'm getting you. I'm leaving you alone. Because Draymond did respond. So, yeah, he's getting the technical.
But what, he responded? What, he got pulled to Isaiah Stewart because Isaiah Stewart had his jersey. When he was pulled to him, he went like, hey, no, I'm not doing that. I mean, so how? What was the response he gave in your view? Because I didn't see it that would warrant up double text.
Well,
what did he do?
Maybe
I missed it.
I'm not exactly sure, but I don't think it was as simple as he just put his hands up. And Ed Malloy does have a quick trigger finger anyway. So in that situation, almost all the time, they're going to double tech. The technical that creates the problem, though, is the one he gets in the second quarter from Mitchell Irvin.
I know.
So now he's the proud leader in the technical race. Congratulations to him. He's got 12. Three more, and he gets a week, gets a game off.
Yeah, well, the Warriors would probably rather avoid that, right? Especially
well,
now.
That would be my recommendation. I get why the second technical came. I think the first one was avoidable.
Yes.
But so it goes. You know, he's had the reputation that has invited lesser officials to ring him up for years now.
I think Beef Stew knew what he was doing.
Oh, of course. Isaiah Stewart's not an idiot.
No, I know.
He knows, you know what, I can get him out of here. So he does. You know, I mean, just, you know, the only thing that Draymond can do at that point is take whatever Stewart's going to do.
Okay, but I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but honestly, having watched it, I don't know what Draymond did where you could say, well, that was it. Because again, he got his jersey pulled, and then he was pulled to Isaiah Stewart, and then almost immediately he recognized what was going on and put his hands up. So I'm wondering if that might be something the league can review. Seriously.
Oh no, of course they can review it. They can rescind that technical. You know, doesn't change the fact that he got thrown out of the game. But yeah, no, there's an appeal process. Absolutely. There have been technical fouls rescinded. Technical fouls rescinded every year. In fact,
I could
look for them now if you want to vamp.
Yeah.
But no, of course they can appeal.
Yeah.
But
from the 510, what was the first tech for? That was for, he was complaining to the official, one of the officials about something, and he got the T. Is this true from the 510? Whitey, Susun City is pronounced like Susan? I'm from Vallejo. I thought it was Susun. Am I wrong? Is it
Susan? I've never heard it Susun City.
I haven't either. Okay, thank you. So I just want to make sure I got it right, but I'm going to stick with Susun because that's what we've always said in neighboring Vallejo.
Yep. Vallejo Flats.
Yeah. Yeah. So in that case, that was just flat out wrong. And it cost the Warriors. But yeah, he was thrown out. That didn't help. But if you could get the technical rescinded and then, you know, reduce that count towards an automatic suspension, I think it'd definitely be worth it.
Oh no, I'm sure they will try. It doesn't happen very often, but they lose nothing by trying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Durant had one rescinded like 2 weeks ago. Luka Doncic had one 3 weeks ago. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility. Hell, Chris Paul's had two rescinded this year.
Where are you with Clay right now? It's like, Clay, it's Clay again. Or are we squinting and imagining that he's Clay again? The jump shot, especially the last game, obviously, scintillating. And he had flashes last night and came through when they needed him to.
Look, he's a very good player. Always has been. Is now. He's had two games with exemplary shooting against marginal to bad defensive teams. He's what he's always been. I see that he's not as quick as he used to be, but I don't think his shot is materially worse and irredeemable.
He
will have good moments and bad.
He said something really interesting after the 50 burger, where he said he'd been working on going up straight. Klay Thompson used to have, before the injuries, it was almost textbook, just watching him shoot. And then after the injuries, he would shoot off one leg more often. He was leaning more. And apparently he's been working on that. And it's no surprise that he's shooting the ball better as a result of that. But he's also just playing within the flow more. And he's not hunting shots. And he's not disrupting the offense with his missed shots.
That's more to the point, to be honest with you. It's that he was incredibly patient to try to fill in 2 years of not playing into 2 months of playing. And it looked it. He rushed shots. He shot too early. He shot in pressure. He didn't shoot with, you know,
bad body language.
With persistent form. The body language I don't care about. But it's that.
Well, you're like the captain of bad body language. You invented it.
No, bad body. It doesn't have to speak a language. You could just see this is a dumpster fire with clothes. He was perpetually out of rhythm. And it took him this long to get it again. And he had to get it by no longer listening to the outside world, no longer thinking that he's got to make up for lost time because you can't get that back. And it might have taken a conversation or two with Kerr or Curry or Myers or who knows. But I think he's finally absorbed the lesson that, you know, what's done is done. Now, what do you do? And I think he's been in better control. I think he's made better shot selections. Him reaching out to Jordan Poole last night, I mean, that's not something he would necessarily have done in the past because he wasn't really that kind of leader. You know, now with Curry out, you know, he is one of the guys on the floor who's supposed to be a deliverer of wisdom, and he's starting to get comfortable with that too. I think we're seeing in him a guy who's changing with his circumstances. I don't think he's a lesser player. He might be a slightly lesser defender. But that's really the only real difference I see.
Klay Thompson on some of the things that he would tell Jordan Poole after Jordan Poole suffered that bad turnover at the end of the game last night, the loss to the Pistons.
Tell him it's going to be all right. Continue to work hard. And there's a reason he's an NBA champion. We would not have that banner without Jordan's efforts. So it's just about sticking to the process and working your absolute hardest. And the work will reveal itself. So I have no worries about Jordan. I think we're much better than our record reflects. And we're not even whole yet. So we have a lot of great basketball ahead of us. So it's not time to hang our heads.
If I were Klay Thompson, I would never want Jordan Poole in my boat, Ray. You know why? I'm afraid he would turn it over.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
Wide in for Damon today, and I want to remind you that the 95.7 The Game merch store is live. How about Matthew and Susun City, Ray? He bought not one, not two, not three. He bought four items today. A DPOY sweatshirt, a relevant long sleeve t-shirt, an Oi 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 shirt, and most importantly, a Ray Turn On Your Mic shirt. And you can get yours now, 957thegameshop.com. Ray, how would you like to say thank you to Matthew and Susun City?
The hell's the matter with you? That's actual money you spent on that stuff. What are you thinking?
Well, don't
you have anybody in your life?
Well done.
God, it's appalling.
It's tremendous.
I mean, there's no such thing as enough disposable income to justify this. None. He should have his wallet confiscated by a parent, a guardian, a spouse.
Those are
a caretaker.
Great, those are all great shirts. Outstanding shirts.
It's money that he could have put to any number of causes.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that. I frankly, if I were him, if I knew him, I would shun him.
Speaking of money, we're going to be discussing here what Joe Lacob had to say to Tim Kawakami about the Warriors and their payroll. Also, we've got to get to the great news out of Cincinnati today and where the NFL goes from here. Steve Kerr today joining us at 5 o'clock. As far as Warriors go, Ray, Joe Lacob says, well, in July, he said $400 million payroll. Psh, you can't do that. You're crazy. Today, he basically said, did he not? That, well, you couldn't do that and make money. It'd be very difficult. But he didn't rule it out the way he did in July.
No, but again, he spent most of this interview hedging a bunch of rhetorical bets. Yes, we'd like to sign Bob Myers, but we haven't signed him yet. You know, yes, we'd hate to lose Bob Myers and Steve Kerr, but you never know what's going to happen. Yes, we'd look at like potentially losing money if we signed everybody that we want to sign, but we'll see what happens. I mean, he didn't really commit to anything. So I think it was just him answering questions as non-committally as he can.
Which is a smart thing to do, especially given that we don't know where this is going to go.
Well, that's exactly it. Just, you don't have to make a decision until you have to make a decision. I mean, all these decisions can wait for at least 6 months. I mean, at the bare minimum, 6 months. You know, Draymond Green doesn't have to, you know, opt in or opt out till the season's over. So, you know, these are all trains that pull into the station way in advance.
By the way, speaking to Draymond, a lot of people were unhappy with me. I was in doing the show the last Friday of the year with Kyle doing the morning show.
God.
And we were talking about who has...
It just gets worse and worse for you, doesn't it?
We had a great time. We were talking about who has to be better, and I was saying the Warriors are so shorthanded now. Draymond has to be better. He's playing great, but he's got to be better. He can't afford to get teed up. He can't, you know, tap out of games when he gets mad, and he hasn't. Last night, he got thrown out, but Ray, I don't know what Draymond did. Now, he did get teed up for arguing with the official, but when he got the second technical part of the double tees, you know, I'm not Mr. Defend Draymond, but in that case, I don't know what he did, and I'm wondering, we'll talk to Steve Kerr about this, if maybe the Warriors, you know, go to the league about that and say, hey, can you review that? Because there's nothing that he did. Isaiah Stewart grabbed his jersey, and Draymond Green grabbed Isaiah Stewart's jersey. If grabbing someone's jersey is grounds for a technical, we're not going to be able to keep 10 guys on the court for these games. So I don't know in that case what Draymond should have done. He did not deserve that technical.
Well, but in a situation like that, in a heated game at the end, they're not going to tee one guy and not the other. I mean, they're not going to go, you're the instigator, I'm getting you. I'm leaving you alone. Because Draymond did respond. So, yeah, he's getting the technical.
But what, he responded? What, he got pulled to Isaiah Stewart because Isaiah Stewart had his jersey. When he was pulled to him, he went like, hey, no, I'm not doing that. I mean, so what was the response he gave in your view? Because I didn't see it that would warrant up double text.
Well,
what did he do?
Maybe
I missed it.
I'm not exactly sure, but I don't think it was as simple as he just put his hands up. And Ed Malloy does have a quick trigger finger anyway. So in that situation, almost all the time, they're going to double tech. The technical that creates the problem, though, is the one he gets in the second quarter from Mitchell Irvin.
I know.
So Now he's the proud leader in the technical race. Congratulations to him. He's got 12. Three more and he gets a week, gets a game off.
Yeah, well, the Warriors would probably rather avoid that, right? Especially
well,
now.
That would be my recommendation. I get why the second technical came. I think the first one was avoidable.
Yes.
But so it goes. You know, he's had the reputation that has invited lesser officials to ring him up for years now.
I think Beef Stew knew what he was doing.
Oh, of course. Isaiah Stewart's not an idiot.
No, I know.
He knows, you know what, I can get him out of here. So he does. You know, I mean, just, you know, the only thing that Draymond can do at that point is take whatever Stewart's going
to
do.
Okay, but I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but honestly, having watched it, I don't know what Draymond did where you could say, well, that was it. Because again, he got his jersey pulled, and then he was pulled to Isaiah Stewart, and then almost immediately he recognized what was going on and put his hands up. So I'm wondering if that might be something the league can review. Seriously.
Oh no, of course they can review it. They can rescind that technical. You know, doesn't change the fact that he got thrown out of the game. But there's an appeal process. Absolutely. There have been technical fouls rescinded. There's right. technical fouls rescinded every year. In fact,
right.
If you, I mean, I could look for them now. If mm-hmm. you want to vamp.
Yeah.
But no, of course they can appeal.
Yeah.
But
from the 510, what was the first tech for? That was for, he was complaining to the official, one of the officials about something, and he got the T. Is this true from the 510? Why do Susun City is pronounced like Susan? I'm from Vallejo. I thought it was Susun. Am I wrong? Is it
Susan? I've never heard it Susun City.
I haven't either. Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure I got it right, but I'm going to stick with Susun because that's what we've always said in neighboring Vallejo.
Yep. Vallejo Flats.
Yeah. Yeah. So in that case, that was just flat out wrong. And it cost the Warriors. But yeah, he was thrown out. That didn't help. But if you could get the technical rescinded and then, you know, reduce that count towards an automatic suspension, I think it'd definitely be worth it.
Oh, no, I'm sure they will try. It doesn't happen very often. But they lose nothing by trying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, Durant had one rescinded like 2 weeks ago. Luka Doncic had one 3 weeks ago. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility. Hell, Chris Paul's had two rescinded this year.
Where are you with Clay right now? It's like, Clay, it's Clay again. Or are we squinting and imagining that he's Clay again? The jump shot, especially the last game, obviously, scintillating, and he had flashes last night and came through when they needed him to.
Look, he's a very good player. Always has been. Is now. He's had two games with exemplary shooting against marginal to bad defensive teams. He's what he's always been. I see that he's not as quick as he used to be, but I don't think his shot is materially worse and irredeemable. He will have good moments and bad.
He said something really interesting after the 50 burger, where he said he'd been working on going up straight. Klay Thompson used to have, before the injuries, it was almost textbook, just watching him shoot. And then after the injuries, he would shoot off one leg more often, he was leaning more, and apparently he's been working on that, and it's no surprise that he's shooting the ball better as a result of that. But he's also just playing within the flow more, and he's not hunting shots, and he's not disrupting the offense with his missed shots.
That's more to the point, to be honest with you. It's that he was incredibly patient to try to fill in 2 years of not playing into 2 months of playing. And it looked it. He rushed shots. He shot too early. He shot in pressure. He didn't shoot with, you know,
bad body language.
With persistent form. Mm-hmm. The body language I don't care about. But it's that.
Well, you're like the captain of bad body language. You invented it.
No, bad body. It doesn't have to speak a language. You could just see this is a dumpster fire with clothes. He was perpetually out of rhythm. And it took him this long to get it again. And he had to get it by no longer listening to the outside world, no longer thinking that he's got to make up for lost time because you can't get that back. And it might have taken a conversation or two with Kerr or Curry or Myers or who knows. But I think he's finally absorbed the lesson that, you know, what's done is done. Now, what do you do? And I think he's been in better control. I think he's made better shot selections. Him reaching out to Jordan Poole last night, I mean, that's not something he would necessarily have done in the past because he wasn't really that kind of leader. You know, now with Curry out, you know, he is one of the guys on the floor who's, he's supposed to be a deliverer of wisdom, and he's starting to get comfortable with that too. I think we're seeing in him a guy who's changing with his circumstances. I mean, I don't think he's a lesser player. He might be a slightly lesser defender, but that's really the only real difference I see.
Klay Thompson on some of the things that he would tell Jordan Poole after Jordan Poole suffered that bad turnover at the end of the game last night, the loss to the Pistons.
Tell him it's going to be all right. Continue to work hard, and there's a reason he's an NBA champion. We would not have that banner without Jordan's efforts, so it's just about sticking to the process and working your absolute hardest, and the work will reveal itself. So I have no worries about Jordan. I think we're much better than our record reflects, and we're not even whole yet, so we have a lot of great basketball ahead of us, so it's not time to hang our heads.
If I were Klay Thompson, I would never want Jordan Poole in my boat, Ray. You know why? I'm afraid he would turn it over.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.